This Saturday night magic is coming back to Waterford in the form of Keith Barry, of course, who returns to the Woodlands Hotel for a magical show, a brand new show. Yep. And he joins us in studio now to give us all of the deets. So listen, welcome back to Waterford.
Thanks for having me. Yes, exciting to be here.
I'm going fishing
after I get out of here, by the way. So
Hold on, we need to get back to the fishing bit in a minute. But it's been a while since we had you here in WLR. I suppose, yeah, like with lockdown and all of that, shows were not happening. But you're back on tour now, so tell us about the brand new tour.
Yeah, really excited. So we're about 20 shows in now, there, give or take, and it's called Reconnected for a reason, because I reconnect people emotionally, physically, spiritually, in all kinds of weird ways during the show. So really excited to be in the Woodlands this coming Saturday night, and like right at the outset of the show, if you could imagine, and I might even try this with the two of you in a moment.
Oh dear God!
Perfect.
But I don't actually know if it's going to work,
right?
but I'll put that out there. But I might try it. I allow people, half of the audience. So if you can imagine, half of the audience in the Woodlands turn to the other half of the audience and they hack their brains. So if you can imagine, you're there with your partner, your mother, your brother, your lover, whoever it is, and then you turn and you hack their brain right at the outset of the show. So that creates that kind of emotional subconscious reconnection right at the outset. And then the journey goes on from there. I reconnect somebody with their inner childhood by going back to, like, just remember what it was to experience magic again. And in that routine, I've got a crossbow and I shoot a crossbow across the stage.
We all had crossbows in our youth.
Yeah.
You're not hacking my brain, you would have known that.
The high powered ones. An arrow goes across the stage at 150 foot a second, which is a bit nuts. And then I go to the dark side, dare I say it. So I reconnect people with dead loved ones. But I put a disclaimer out there. It's an illusion. I'm doing it. You know me, Vinny, a long time. So I've said many, many years now, I don't believe in anybody is psychic.
You've actually said that you would give somebody money if they can prove to you that
absolutely,
they are.
Absolutely, yeah. So then I do it anyway, of course.
Okay.
And it's to prove that you can be done as an illusion, but feel very real. Mm-hmm. But I tell people that it is fake. And more importantly, we don't touch upon any health related issues or anything. So it's lighthearted. But it gets very spooky at the same time. Mm-hmm. And then there's a skit on. Do you remember Cilla Black Blind Date?
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
So listen, the singletons.
Ah, Graham.
We forget about the poor singletons. They've had it hard, right? So I find the single people, and this Saturday night, I'll find the single people in the Woodlands, and I'm going to create a love connection on stage with, not blind date, it's mind date.
So
you're falling back on the old matchmaking if this is...
Yeah. And we've made some love connections. There's a lot of people that are dating each other now since they've come to reconnect, which is mad, you know?
You would be the perfect person to employ as a matchmaker because you can already read, you know...
That's it.
You know.
Well, a lot of it is body language as well. You can pick up on that.
Big
surely.
Time. I read body language, I read eye movements. Mm. Neuro-linguistic programming is a big part of what I do, which is NLP, which basically is eye accessing cues, reading people's eye movements and things like that. So, you know, very often people ring me and go, can you read my mind? No, I'm not with you. I can't see you. So if I can't see you, it makes it infinitely more difficult, you know?
Do you find over the years people are more... Do people put up more, are they more stubborn in the audience or do you find people are more likely to go along with it now?
Well, that's a great question. So I just find it's still it's the same as what it was before from that perspective. In other words, I get a lot of skeptics come to the show who've been kind of dragged along to the show by their other half, but by the end of that, most of them I've got kind of flipped and converted. What I will say is the energy is very different now than what it was before, in a good way, because people are so excited to just be back at an event. Mm. So if they're at an event, they really, for the most part, want to be there, want to participate. So I'm finding that people want to get on stage way more now because they just want to try something new, try something different, because they've been so cooped up, I suppose, for the last couple of years. So I find just the energy is fantastic now in the theatres and in the shows that I'm doing, you know.
It's a bit too, I know, and during lockdown and stuff, you did a kind of corporate stuff via Zoom. Was that more difficult? Was that a whole other muscle that you need to flex?
Absolutely, yes. So it took me about 6 months really to get all of that aligned and done proper. And it was weird. Like, at one stage I was doing anywhere between 3 and 7 a day of those virtual events. And then I think everybody thought that this hybrid world would exist, right? Mm. And I think people still think that it's, you know, an important part of our lives. It'll always be a part of our lives, but I'll tell you now, from working with a big multinationals, so the likes of Amazon and PayPal, they've all stopped doing it. Because I was doing 3 to 7 a day, and my colleagues around the world, so it's not just that they've stopped using me, everybody who was doing online stuff, it's pretty much stopped. You get the odd one, but from an overall perspective, people are going back to live, you know.
Yeah, like you said, people are eager to get back in that face to face kind of thing.
We're humans, we need human interaction. I want to I drove down here to be with the two of you here today, not because I had to be, because I want to be. I want to be in studios. I want to be around people. I'm a people person.
Yeah. Now that we can.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so look.
But also it's a huge part of what you do, isn't it, as well? That's sort of like that there's proximity and being able to read people, as you say. Not, you can't do it on the phone, but reading people's body language, reading a room like that, that's what you feed off.
But it's a lot of, like, a lot of what I do is, like, so I do a lot of diverse things, right? So I do television, obviously. I do one-to-one mind coaching, all these different things. I'll be straight with you. By far, the favourite part of what I do is standing on a stage with a body of people in an audience, making them laugh, making them smile, and making them believe kind of in wonder and in magic again. So, look, the touring aspect of what I do is very important to me. So it's, you know, it's, as I said, the favourite part of what I do. So I'll be sad when it comes to an end, to be honest, because then I'll have to think, how do I get on a stage again? So it'll be back to the corporates then for the end of the year, I would say September, October, November. But for the first time in years, Brianna, my daughter, standing here in the background, she's all excited because I packed July and August with holidays. We're just going to holiday for the whole of July.
Oh, Brianna, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. Here's the tour, you're busy, but then you're busy holidaying, which is an oxymoron of sorts.
Yeah, but like, I'm an outdoors person, so if I'm not touring or doing this kind of stuff, we're in the woods or we're fishing or we're just outdoors up mountains or whatever it is, you know.
So you mentioned TV there, so you've been doing a good bit of that as well.
That's
great.
I mean, that came out of the blue, being honest, because RT, obviously with the whole COVID thing, they've been more conservative than most, so they haven't been making a lot of television. So when I got the call just after Christmas to say, oh, by the way, if you want to do a second series of the Keith Barry Experience, you can do it, but you have to start now, and we've got to start filming in like March, which is such a short turnaround for what I do, because creatively I've got to come up with all the routines and all brand new material. But look, I was delighted that they did. So it was weird though, because, you know, at that time I was told I could only have 32 people in an audience in pods of two, and they had to be socially distanced. So for me to interact with that, it was kind of, you know, some boundaries I had to jump over and get through. But look, we got there and the ratings were good, and hopefully we'll be back next year for number three or later this year even, you know.
No doubt. So this Saturday, Woodlands Hotel, you mentioned that you might try and hack myself and Aveen's brain.
Okay.
You think you can manage something?
Well, do we have to hack each other first?
Are we hacking each other's brains?
I know exactly.
Well, I'm going to try something right now. And I'm going to be honest, I'm quite nervous. Because I haven't done this before.
You haven't been in the dressing room psyching yourself up is the problem.
Well,
here. This
is it. So if this doesn't work, it's all on me, okay? Right. So first of all, Aveen, I brought down a pad of notes here. And in these notes, they're kind of the most popular songs of all time. Now, you'll recognise a lot of them. Vinny, I want you to call them out loud. As you see them, Aveen, you'll be able to see as well. But Vinny, you call them out loud. So
we've, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston. We have Beat It, Michael Jackson there. We have Modern Love by David Bowie. We have Once in a Lifetime, Talking Heads. And Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses.
So you get the idea. I've got a pad with the most popular songs of all times. And as you can see them, look, as you go through, they're all different, right? There's loads and loads and loads of them, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in a moment, you're going to choose one completely at random. And then I'll explain what you're going to do, Vinny. Now, the most important thing for you, Vinny, and me and Brianna, I want you to look the other way as well, in case you think she's in on it or something. And Vinny, you look the other way.
Okay.
And I'll look the other way in a moment. But for now, put out your left hand palm up. Okay, good. We'll put the pad there. Put your right thumb at the back and get ready to pull up. Now, look at me. Whenever you want, just pull up somewhere and then look down and remember whatever song you get. So I'll look away, pull up, look down.
Do I stop whenever?
Yeah, stop whenever and then just think of whatever song it says think of. Did you get one?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's get rid of the pad. So now you're
Look around again.
You can turn around.
Okay.
So now you're the only person who knows what that song is. I'll get rid of the pad.
I'm just trying to stop myself from singing it.
Okay, don't sing it. Don't sing it, whatever you do.
Don't
Vinny,
sing it.
In a moment, you're going to try and figure out what this song is.
Okay.
Now, if you were to guess right now, you would just be guessing. Mm. I need to put you into kind of an altered state of mind.
Okay.
And then when I do, you're going to send a thought into his third eye and doing this pineal gland. Have you ever done that before?
I've never sent anything to anybody's pineal gland. Okay, definitely.
But you need to actually do this or it won't work. So Vinny, I'm going to put you into altered state of mind.
Okay.
Here's the weird thing. In a moment, not yet, you're going to take off your headphones for this because I need you to plug your fingers in your ears.
Okay.
Not yet, I'll tell you when.
Okay.
And you're going to close your eyes. By closing his eyes and putting his fingers in his ears, it'll let you to get in tune with your internal system. You just need to trust your internal instinct. And Aveen, I actually want you to send your voice into his head. So whatever the song is, just send that song into his head when his
just
eyes are closed.
Just the name of the song, or will I actually? I can sing it in my head if you like.
Yeah, but yeah, sing it in your head or say it in your head, but don't say it out loud. That's important. And that's why I'm getting you put your fingers in your ears, because ultimately your senses will be cut off and you'll be out of touch. So I'm going to put you into a kind of an altered state of mind now.
Okay.
Vinny in an altered state of mind. This sounds like...
Okay, take off your headphones.
This sounds like the first hour of every show
stare,
every morning.
Aveen. Take a deep breath in and out. And close your eyes now and just relax and float and drift and dream. And in your head, I want you to just begin to get in tune with your autonomic nervous system and plug your fingers in your ears now. Good.
Go.
And now send it to his third eye, which is right about here. Really send it.
Mm-hmm. I am. I'm trying not to sing it.
Vinny, did you get a song in your head? Yes
I
or
did.
No?
Yeah.
You did. Okay, take your fingers out of yours. Mm. What song did you hear?
I heard ABBA.
You are joking
Mamma
me.
Mamma Mia.
Was that it?
That is the song. That is mental.
Do you know the weird thing? I felt either Dancing Queen and then Mamma Mia.
It was Mamma Mia. I was like, Mamma Mia, here I was actually
singing
it. I had
Dancing Queen in my head the whole time. And then at the last second, there was Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
That
there you go.
That
See, that's what we do. We connect people on stage subconsciously.
So not only are you like reading people's minds, you're like, oh my God, you're getting Vinny to read my mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that
is weird,
brilliant.
Right?
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. I've no idea how you just did that, but well done. That was class.
There you go.
Do you feel hacked?
Yeah, and it's stuck in my head now.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, Vinny, before we go, super quick, this will take 2 seconds. Look, I've got three envelopes here. This is about influence now, this.
Okay.
I've got mine, mm-hmm. yours, and the question mark. That's what the envelopes are marked with for people listening. Can you confirm on the outset, by the way, that mine is indeed bigger than yours, Vinny?
I can confirm that.
It's only the envelopes. Relax.
I can too.
So this is about influence. Inside one of these three envelopes, there's a 10 euro note. I want you to win the tenner. Understand that.
Yes.
I'm on your side.
Yep.
But from this moment onwards, I could be lying or I could be telling the truth. Mm. So in a moment, you'll pick one. Now, if you pick mine, it'll become yours. And then yours, that'll become mine.
Oh.
Confused?
Yes.
You should be.
Okay.
By the way, it could be inside the question mark envelope, but I'm going to put that there. I'm going to isolate it in my top pockets. Mm. Now, if you pick mine, as I said, it'll become yours. Yours will become mine. What are you picking? Mine, yours, or do you want the question mark? You can have the question mark if you want.
I'll go with yours.
Ah, interesting. Most people go for yours.
Okay.
Because they think that then becomes theirs, which technically now is yours. So you can change your mind. If you don't want to change your mind, that's okay. But later on tonight, you'll wonder, what would have happened had I changed my mind?
Mm.
Do you want to change your mind or are you sticking with yours?
No, I'm sticking with it.
Let's see what you've won. I told him I wanted him to win. Inside there, there's
what?
He
said he was going to stick with...
Yours. No, I picked yours, yeah.
Okay.
He picked yours and he stuck with yours.
Yeah.
And inside there, you can see it right there. There is...
Oh, there's a 10
a tenner.
Euro
you
note.
Win, Vinny. I told you I wanted you to win. Hey. I did tell him I wanted him to win.
Drinks are on me.
Yeah, drinks are on... Oh, you could have picked mine, by the way, which would have become
mine.
Yours, right? You
yeah.
could have had that. And you chose not to pick mine. If you picked mine, though, the result would have been far different. Inside here, you can see there's a...
50.
Well, it's actually 100 euros, Vinny. It's 100 euros. There's no other tenors in there. There's just 100 euros in there. You could have had 100 euros, Vinny.
What was in the question mark? I would have picked the question mark.
Oh, you could have had the question mark. You would have picked the question mark.
I would have picked the question mark.
She says that now.
Okay,
no,
well then,
no, definitely.
I want you to read out loud. There's a piece of paper inside here. Nothing else. There's no tenors inside there.
No, there's nothing empty, yeah.
Okay, and inside here, it looks like a worthless piece of paper, but it's actually a check.
You're joking.
It's a check. Can you read out loud what it says there? How much...
15,000 euros.
I would have picked the question mark. Why didn't you ask me?
And it was like, it's 50-50. Was I going to? Was I not going to?
But Vinny, let's face it, you're 10 euros better off now than you were 10
minutes
ago.
Well, that's 10 euros I didn't have.
That is what you call a win-win-win situation.
Oh,
brilliant. Speaking of winning, we have tickets to give away to the show for a listener. And you have very kindly given us a pair of tickets, name on the door, I'm
Absolutely,
assuming,
yeah,
for this
yeah,
Saturday
no
night. So I suppose if people want to win, they just got to text in the name of the show.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So done. What is, that is not our show, of course. Keith's show, which is at the Woodlands Hotel. Tickets available from...
Ticketmaster.ie and also down the Woodlands, I believe, as well. You can get them down there.
Okay, Ooh. Brilliant. Great to have you back in Waterford.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
And you're off to fishing. Tell us about the fishing. Where are you off to? What are you catching?
Listen, we can't tell you. There's secret spots. But you might find us in the back strand at Tremor.
And what are you going to be catching?
So we're going to go fishing for sea bass and sea trout, and we'll probably catch nothing but a cold.
But
sure.
Best of luck. But you'll enjoy doing it. Thanks a million.
Cheers.
Thanks.